This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Keith Smith of SpotTrack joined me when I filled out on ESPN Memphis yesterday, and we talked in general about all about the NBA and so forth, but got into Bucks and Pacers and all that fun stuff, the demise of the Warriors, and this is some of what it sounded like. Not the whole interview, but some of it.
Last year, you go look at this play-in tournament. It was Bulls, Heat, same exact scenario, and the Bulls were right there with the Heat that whole game. Heat figure out a way to win it and then go all the way to the NBA Finals. I don't see that happening for the Heat this year necessarily, because it's Boston waiting on the other side of this matchup in the Celtics. And I would imagine looking at this, the Celtics don't really care which one of these two teams show up, but they should be able to move through that series relatively quickly.
Yeah, this is a very different situation. One, this Miami team this year is nowhere near as good as last year's was. And this Celtics team is one, they're healthy. The Bucks were not healthy going into last year's first round, and the Celtics team is better than that Bucks team was a year ago. So Boston absolutely should be looking at it and saying, hey, we are set up here. Anything less than a finals run is a massive disappointment for this Boston team. Everything is opened up for them. This is why you push through the regular season. This is why you try to get the top seed so that your path can be easier. And then you have a little bit of help and luck along the way to, you know, help that path. So this is about as good a chance as the Celtics are probably ever going to have with this core. Not saying they couldn't make a, you know, run in another year in the future, but this one is pretty wide open for them.
How much pressure is on Mazzulla as coach of this team? I mean, last year he kind of got pushed into it and they did okay, fine in the playoffs. They didn't finish. This year, now after getting Drew Holiday, you get Porzingis. They're relatively healthy for the most part in comparison to maybe some other teams going into the playoffs. Is there pressure on Mazzulla, Brad Stevens hire?
Yeah, there absolutely is. I mean, he had the pressure last year, but I think the people who can be a little bit more rational about things looked at it and said, hey, well, this guy got handed the job like days before they were starting up training camp preparations because of Ime Udoka's situation, and he really had to learn on the fly, and he was not a had other assistant coaches not left last year, he probably doesn't get the job. They probably go with one of the other guys instead. So it was a spot where he's young, he's really learning on the fly here, and I think he did okay. And this year he's really shown pretty good command of what he wants to do. He set a style of play that he wants to play. He's shown a far better understanding and command of game management from game to game. So he does a, you know, pretty good job, but you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him because a lot of people are going to look and say, hey, you know, this is the best team in the league. They were historically good. They're healthy. Like they should win. And that's, you know, pressure that you almost have to embrace, because if you do anything else, you run the risk of it all getting sideways on you.
For those of you that don't know, Keith Smith covers the Celtics as well as anybody covers the Celtics, and he's all about the Celtics. So that's why we talk Celtics when we talk to Keith Smith. So from that perspective, Keith Smith, tell me this. Who is that next team then, if you're Boston, that you get yourself concerned about? Is it Philly now that Joel Embiid is back? They looked good the other night against Miami.
Yeah, it's still, for me, it's still Milwaukee. If Giannis can get back, and they can get through the Pacers, which I'm starting to worry, is this going to be almost a repeat of last year where Giannis is out or very limited, and they play this team that's kind of playing with house money and has nothing to lose and, you know, runs up and down the floor, and, you know, next thing you know, it's an upset. But if Giannis can get back and be Giannis, they're still the second most talented team in the conference. I think they still have a real chance. And then other than that, yes, probably Philadelphia. The worry I have with Joel Embiid is if it just feels like we're, you know, on borrowed time before he's going to go down again and end up missing time. He's clearly not himself. He is not moving well at all. He didn't move well throughout most of the game last night. And that, you know, limits Philly's upside. But they're going to be tough. Their big problem is they're going to get into an absolute rock fight battle with the Knicks.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Here, and that's going to be a series that I don't know whoever comes out of that on the other side how much they're going to have left in the tank.
What was the reaction of Celtics fans when Milwaukee ended up hiring Doc Rivers? Because nationally, the Bucks got killed for hiring Doc Rivers because he's a perennial choke in the playoffs and hasn't done anything like 15 years since he won a championship in Boston.
Yeah, Celtics fans have a different opinion of Doc Rivers than I think Clippers fans do and Sixers fans and general fans, because he did pretty good with the Celtics. He, like you said, won a championship. He helped stretch, a team that when they acquired Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce, they said, yeah, we'll probably have about a 3-year window with this group. And they ended up stretching it to about 5 or 6. And I think what ended up happening there was a lot of that credit went to Doc Rivers. And then, you know, those teams were so good. And it was kind of, you know, almost like playing with house money the last couple of years, because it was, all right, you know, these guys, we didn't expect any of this, that people have fond memories of Doc. Everywhere else, yeah, it's been playoff chokes. It's weird rotations. He did some of the weird rotation stuff with the Celtics. Nobody loves playing an all-bench lineup in crucial minutes in the playoffs like Doc Rivers does. So, yeah, I think, you know, there's a look at it when you can be a lot more objective and say, yeah, not sure that anybody playing the Bucks is all that worried about Doc Rivers being on the other sideline coaching. It's not like you're going up against Eric Spoelstra, where, you know, all right, he's going to have something prepared that we've never seen before, and we're going to have to solve it real time. It's just not who Doc is.
Let's talk about the Western Conference. Golden State Warriors knocked out. Everybody talking about, is the dynasty over? Draymond now will have an opportunity to go somewhere else. I can't believe they would bring him back. Klay Thompson, what his future holds as well. But nobody's really talking about Steph here. Everybody's assuming that Steph Curry is going to be like, oh yeah, I'm cool going through a rebuild. Sure, yeah, why not? I'm a young guy. I can handle this, which he's not. I guess if I'm Steph at some point here, if I'm looking around and realizing Draymond's gone, Klay's gone, and I got these young dudes, don't you feel kind of like you want to go somewhere else or retire one way or the other? Because it's not going to be a quick rebuild, I can't imagine, in Golden State.
I guess I get that, but no, if I'm Stephen Curry, I am the franchise. He is the franchise, you know, player. He's the greatest player in franchise history. I don't know why he would ever want to play anywhere else unless it is, you know, absolutely set up where I just have to walk in and we're title contenders. And we know in today's NBA, that's just not how it works. The super teams don't get it done like that. I also would not assume Draymond's going anywhere. I would be actually very surprised if that does play out like that. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of a market for teams clamoring to get him. And I think there's a good chance they're going to give Klay probably a 1 or 2 year deal. It'll be at about half of what he makes now. Some of that will be a thank you for your service payment there. But, you know, Klay, people are writing the guy off. And he still averaged 18 points per game and shot almost 40% from three. Those are still pretty good numbers, even if he's not the guy he was. So I don't think they're headed into a real rebuild. I think what they're going to do is they're going to cut some salary by cutting Klay's contract basically in half on his next one. I think Chris Paul's going to be gone. That's going to, you know, lower them quite a bit in what they owe out towards the luxury tax. May even put them in a position to make a few other moves. Then they'll do some resetting around the edges. And I think the Warriors are also going to look at it and say, hey, if we didn't have Draymond's nonsense, and we all know if there's another incident like anything like what he had. He's just going to be gone for good. That'll be how it'll play out. But I think they're looking at him saying, we would have won a few more games, and then we're a 50-win team. We're not in the play-in, and we're there. Like, this team was not, you know, bad, per se. So I think we're just in a spot where they're going to reset, and they'll continue to reset year over year until Steph says, all right, I've had enough. I'm going to retire. And then that's when they'll rebuild.
There he is, Keith Smith, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.